In Sefer Tomer Dvora, we're in the middle of Perek Shvi'i, in the middle of discussing Midat HaTif'eret. And Tif'eret means specifically related to learning Torah. And we are dealing with the explanation of the Tomer Dvora that it has to do with working on Ga'ava, specifically in learning of Torah. We saw not to be mitga'e on the Talmidim, so that Tif'eret will not be mitga'e, will be removed from Netzach Ve'od. We saw not to be mitga'e on the poor, so that Tif'eret is not mitga'e from Yesod. Shelishit, ha-mitga'e betorato al amad de'ar'a, shehu klal am Hashem. One who is mitga'e, who is hodi with his Torah, on simple people, on the simple working men, working Jews. And because he gets to learn Torah, he's mitga'e on them. He feels a ga'ava. Gorem sha'tif'eret yitga'e me'al ha'malchut ve'lo yashpi'a ba. He causes that tif'eret lifts up itself, removes himself from Malchut, from the Sfira of Malchut, and is not Mashpia upon Malchut. So here we're talking about having Ga'ava on Ame Ha'aretz, on people who are not as knowledgeable in Torah as you, they're not able to learn as much Torah as you are. To have Ga'ava on them is causing Tif'eret to have Ga'ava on Malchut. Malchut in the Sfarim HaKdoshim many times is called Aretz, land. Aretz. So Am Ha'aretz, the people who are taking care of the land, that's how it sounds from here. So it's not a derogatory statement. So the Tif'eret is going to be Midga'e, Tif'eret symbolizes Torah, will be Midga'e, will be removed from Malchut, will turn away from Malchut, from Aretz. That's not good. Ela yeda'ato me'orevet im abiriyot. Like the Gemara tells us in Masachet Ketubot, that le'olam tehe da'ato shel adam me'orevet im abiriyot. Even the Talmid Chacham, his mind should always be conforming or together with the mind of people. It doesn't mean he should think like them, but he should mix with them. He should be comfortable with them and they should be comfortable with him. Te'e da'ato shel adam me'orevet im abiriyot. V'chol am ha'yishuv chashuvim lefanav mipene shehem lemata besod ha'aretz. And all the people who take care of the world, who work for the yeshuv, those who plow, those who harvest, farmers, those who fix utensils, any type of melachot, should be important in front of the Talmid Chacham. You should be considerate of them, even though they don't learn Torah. Because they take care of the aretz. And he says, lemata besod haaretz. Because, as he explains in the Gevia Zahav, it's difficult for them to work. So they are important in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem looks into their heart and he sees that they wish that they can learn. And so they are lemata. There's a certain hashpala, there's a certain humble feeling that a working man has, a Jew who works and is not able to learn Torah. And Hashem looks into his heart and he appreciates that, he cherishes that. That feeling. And so a Talmid Chacham should remember that as well. V'chas v'shalom im kore otam chamorim, moridam el haklipot. Chas v'shalom, if a Talmid Chacham will call an ama'aretz, ah, he's a chamor. He's a donkey. You know, in Hebrew, materialism is called chomriyut. Chomer is material, chomer. So chamor, the reason why the chamor is called chamor is because it's the lowest animal. It's the most attached to materialism. So he's called chamor. He's filled with chomer. So when a Talmid Chacham calls an Am Haaretz a Chamor, you're too attached to Aretz, to Artziyut. Moridam el HaKlipot, you're bringing them down to the lowest levels when you do that, when you say that. He explains in the Pirush here, in the Gevi'a HaZahav, that first of all, by your words, you are me'orer the din on them. You awaken dinim upon them. And also, you discourage them. You cause them to leave even the little bit of Avodat Hashem that they do. You cause them to be discouraged. And so that's a very terrible thing that a Talmid Chacham should do. Lekach lo yizke leben sheyeh bo'or Torah. And that's why this Talmid Chacham, who behaves this way, will not merit to have a son who is illuminated with the light of Torah. Kedeita b'gemara, as is mentioned in the Gemara, and he's referring to a Gemara in Nedarim Pe Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there, "Mipenei ma'el metzuyim talmidei chachamim latzet talmidei chachamim mibeneihem." Why is it that many times we see that talmidei chachamim don't have children who are talmidei chachamim? The Gemara says many reasons. Rav Ashi says, "Mishum dekaru le'inshi chamare," because they call people chamorim. Maybe this was some kind of thing it used to be. Maybe even today, I don't know. But Talmidei Chachamim have this tendency to feel a natural ga'ava over Amei Ha'aretz. Ah, he's a chamor. Or he'll say it in Arabic, chmal. How do you say it in Ladino? How do you say it?
Burro.
Huh?
Burro.
Burro. Uh-huh. Okay. Chamor. Yeah. So, Chas v'shalom, that a Talmid Chacham should call people a chamor, that takes away his merit of having children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Ela itnaheg imahem benachat, al pi darkam. He should behave with them with respect, in a soft manner. Ke'en hatif'eret shu mashpia la malchut, umanhigah kefi aniyut da'ata. Just like tif'eret that gives shefa to malchut, even though Malchut is much lower than Tiferet. Ki da'atan shel nashim kala. Malchut always refers to Shechina and its Nekeva, right? Tiferet, which is Ze'er Anpin, is Zachar. Nukbe de Ze'er Anpin, the Nekeva de Ze'er Anpin, which is what the Yichud that we're supposed to bring about, is Nekeva. So the Malchut is lower than the Tiferet. That's what he means, Nashim Da'atan Kala. And yet, the Talmid Chacham, the Tiferet, has to behave with the Amei Ha'aretz, with Malchut, with Kavod. So that the Tiferet will be Mashpia to Malchut, Kefi Da'ata, in accordance with the De'a of Malchut. Ubichlal ze shelo yitga'e al kol chalushe ha'da'at, shehem bichlal afar ha'aretz. Included in this is not to make fun or not to look down at people who are weak-minded, who don't have the same level of intellect that you have. So what? You still behave with them in kavod, even though they're considered afar ha'aretz. But that's not something you should say to them or cause yourself to behave with them with ga'avah chas v'shalom. That's why we find the early tzaddikim, they were very careful not to be mitga'e with their Torah, not to use their Torah to have ga'ava. Like the story of Rav Hamnuna in the Zohar HaKadosh of Parashat Bereshit. He brings here that the story is, in Bekitzur, that Rav Hamnuna, he was in hiding when he would give over sodot of the Torah, secrets of the Torah, so he would impersonate, you know, someone else. He would dress up as someone else. He would hide. He would look like an Arab merchant. And all of a sudden you'd see like chidushim of sodot ha-Torah would come out of his mouth. So they wouldn't know it's Rav Hamnuna. When they would be amazed with this person, what he's saying, he looks like a regular merchant and he's saying such amazing things. They wanted to come and to give him a kiss. And they asked him his name. But he didn't want to tell them his name. But when they said, "What's the name of your father?" he told them his father's name. So that sort of gave it away. And he told them, "It's not my way to be midga'e with Torah." And also, ke'uvda de'Rav Chagai be'parashat shelach, like the story of Rav Chagai in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Shelach Lecha. Rav Chagai appeared to Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yesa like a thirsty and exhausted person from the sun. Like he's very thirsty, very tired. So after Rabbi Yesa gave him some water to drink, so he told them, ask me anything you want in Torah. Because, you know why? Because I hired a melamed in my house to teach my son. So while he's teaching my son, I learned a lot. So you can ask me if you have a question. He wanted to return the favor. They gave him water. So he said, anything, you have a question in Torah. So Rabbi Chizkiya told him, it's nice what you learned from your son. But we prefer looking elsewhere to of people who should answer our questions. You learned from your melamed, that's very nice. So he told them, you never know. Sometimes in the bag of a poor man, you'll find a gem. You never know. And so they asked him, and he answered them, Sodot Torah Nisgavim. He answered them, secrets of Torah. They got up, they wanted to give him a kiss. And they didn't know who it was. Afterwards, they met up with people that recognized him, and it was found out that this was Rabbi Chagai, who his friends in Bavel sent him to learn some Torah by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Yesa said, this is Rabbi Chagai, shekol yamav lo ratza le'arot b'ma sheyeda. He never wanted to show off what he knows. So that was Rabbi Chagai. And then the Talmud Dvar refers to Ubatikunim Hahu Saba Devau Lenashkale. In the Tikune HaZohar, in Tikun Kavav, there's a story of an old man, a Zaken, that they wanted to kiss him because of the Divrei Torah. You find that a lot in the Zohar Kadosh. They wanted to kiss someone who said Divrei Torah. This is very common in the Zohar Kadosh. So they wanted to kiss him, Parach. He flew away and he disappeared, this old man. Shelo haya rotze leitgaot b'divrei Torah, because he didn't want to be mitgae with divrei Torah.